Doug and I just had the most interesting pre-air discussion. We're going to try to duplicate some of it here on the Common Sense Show and the American Vindictive Show together with the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And man, was that interesting. And we're going to sharpen this up. We're both Christians, but it doesn't mean that we can't answer, ask questions, and answer, try to answer questions and maybe come to slightly different conclusions or throw our hands up and say we don't know for different reasons. And I think you're going to see some of that, but there's a lot of discussion right now in the world about ancient gold, and was it Lemurians, was it Atlanteans, or did they even exist? And we're going to talk about biblical history, the pyramids, Egypt, and I'm one of those biased people. The Egyptians had nothing to do with building the pyramids, from my perspective. We'll see what Doug can pull out about what the Bible might say, and then Doug will have a catch-all phrase for the questions that we are not able to answer. And I think this is really, really interesting stuff. Now, first of all, we're coming to you in part on my end from the Noble Gold Studios. And gold is setting records for increase, and it's the number one investment right now. I've told you about Dodd-Frank 2010. Don't leave your retirement with the bank, you'll someday lose it. And, but also, there's investment opportunities. Noble Gold can guide you through all of that and more. Now, I have to tell you, there's no guarantees. That's from the federal government. And I agree, they should hang that warning over every bank in America. Who did Jesus throw out of the temple? Yeah, exactly. There's a biblical interpretation here of what I'm saying. But Noble Gold can be contacted by sending me, or you going to my site, davehodgesgold.com. Put in your email, and I'll send you out an information packet that has this information and a whole lot more, written very simply. So you don't have to be a scholar to go through it. It's not very long, and it'll have Noble Gold's number on it. And I strongly encourage you to get right with your finances while you still can. Protect what you've earned so you can take care of your own. Doug is obviously involved with the American Vindictive Show. He's a rising star. Sovereign Radio wants to recruit the Doug and Dave Intel Report and Doug Thornton individually. And this is going to be pretty cool. And then I'm going to try to talk Doug into joining your news. This is going to be tremendous stuff. And I got to tell you, folks, the media has changed. Doug, we got to talk about that before we launch into this, too. I'm going to give you some media figures. But anyway, Doug, you just did a training, and you've got an all-female training coming up. Okay. And I think it'll be a lot more realistic to the event than the astronauts of all females were. And I'll just leave that as it is. And I don't know how going in space for 60 seconds makes you an astronaut. That's like saying, I used to watch Marcus Welby as a kid, Marcus Welby MD. So I'm a gynecologist. Sorry, Doug. Talk about what you guys just did in your training and what's coming up.
So recently we had some training. We were able to put on a awesome private course for a lady. It was such a pleasure to meet her, and we had so much fun that weekend. My other training partner Justin and I, and we're about doing the Lord's work here, trying to help brothers and sisters in Christ, and honestly anyone else who comes to us to make them better prepared. Learn how to use their firearms safely, how to apply tactics that are smart, common sense, not Hollywood stuff. Show you how to use your gear. I mean, she came to us and she had night vision, helmet, communications, radio, pistols with lasers and optics on it, and same thing with rifles. And she's like, I don't know what to do with any of it. So we had a great time just putting it all together for her. We put her battle belt together and everything, and got her squared away, got her on the range, got her shooting, and it was just a lot of fun for us. So we love helping people. We've got a course coming up late September that this same sister will be at. I believe multiple people are coming into actually purchasing seats now, because I think we can only hold 10 people for this course that's coming up in September. So if more people show up, that's great, but I think right now we're cutting it off at 10. But that course is going to be a women's only course, so there's no frustrations looking over your shoulder because there's men training around you. We were approached multiple times by ladies saying, "Hey, we would like to see if there was a female only course." So we're going to provide it, It's our shoot, move, communicate course. It's a close quarters battle course that involves daytime, nighttime training, dealing with people, teaching you basic pistol and rifle marksmanship. If you got gear, we'll help you put it together and get you squared away. We're also teaching you how to use flashlights, how to talk to people, how to know when you are in a dangerous environment and what you should be thinking. Should I be getting out? How should I be talking to him? Should I be looking at his hands, his waistline? What do I do if he presents any type of weapons? How do I call the police? What's the proper way to even speak to the police? We're going to have a scenario where, it's more or less you trapped in a home with a violent break-in and you've got a baby. What are you going to do?
Oh my, yeah.
So we try to make this as realistic as possible. This isn't a bunch of hoopla, Hollywood stuff. It's situations you're most likely going to come into, possibly being abducted or kidnapped, a violent home break-in, just a random violent, scenario with a random deranged individual. And they could be drunk, they could be on narcotics, they could just be crazy that day, could be a violent gang member. So we'll throw so many different things at you so that you can at least, you can practice them. You can say, I've been here before. I know the simple fundamentals that I should be applying to make sure that I go home. If you're interested in that, please go to vindictivesolutions.com and check us out.
Wow, that's you just put me in the memory of something I heard from a 911 tape out of Colorado many, many years ago. And it was a lady. This is right in the beginning of cell phones, so I'm gonna say it was oh gosh, probably 90s. And she had a break-in. It turned out it was two males, and she had a bed, but she wasn't under the bed, but there was a bed frame that was wooden, and she got between that and the wall. I guess she must have been pretty skinny. And she's on the cell phone with 911, but she's more rural than suburban. And so she couldn't get the 3 minute response. And they said you could hear the other end where she was saying, "They're coming into my room." And then you could hear the 911 operator saying, "Don't say anything. Just sit there and try to hold your breath and breathe very slowly." It was really good advice. And she managed to have a gun that she kept by the nightstand. And they asked her, "Make sure your gun's loaded. Do not answer me." And it was going through and say, "Check and see that the safety's off." And she said, "You're going to have to make a split decision. If they pull back the frame, okay, and they're armed, you're going to have to shoot without thinking." It was incredible. And this really went viral at the time. So what, 30 years ago or so? And this woman, fortunately, was pretty well versed in guns. And they never found her, and they robbed her blind, and they took stuff out in about 3 to 5 minutes, and the police came, and eventually they caught the guys. And I don't remember the story on how they caught them, but I saw an update, but she survived, and that was the important thing. And I got to tell you, that's the kind of a woman that knew how to act on those conditions. You're teaching women how to do that, and I think that's phenomenally important. I really
Well,
do.
let me add to what you said. There's a few things that you can start applying right now. Situational awareness is the biggest one.
Yeah.
When you go outside your home, right? Even when you're out, like if you're in a dominant suburban area or you're inner city, I'm way rural, so I know all my neighbors. They all know me. But you don't know people passing by, walking by. You don't know who watches you. You don't know who watches your kids. In the DFW area about 3 weeks ago, there was a little girl, I believe she's about 6 years old. Her and her mother stepped outside right into the front yard and they're going to play. The mother walked inside for about 30 seconds to go and get something because who doesn't do that? Like, oh, let me go get the football or soccer ball. And by the time the mother comes out, child's gone. There was a child that was playing here within the DFW area. This was a couple of years ago. Be careful of this, parents. It was, I believe, a FedEx driver or a UPS driver and abducted, I believe she was 3 or 4, and took her to a place that's only about an hour north of me. And he abducted her and killed her. and that's where they found the body.
How'd they
So
find out it was UPS or FedEx or a delivery driver of some sort?
there was eyewitness accounts to it.
Okay.
But you know the
No,
thing is,
death penalty for anyone who takes a kid. Death penalty. Sexual assault on a kid, death penalty.
I believe he was dealt with by the police.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I get it. Yeah.
But here's the thing that you need to understand. There is a ever-growing presence of darkness in this world, as the Bible teaches us. And as Christians, we sometimes don't consider that as something real. We think, oh, well, you know, it's just an expression in the Bible. Believe it. Believe your crime stats. And the crime stats don't reflect crimes that aren't committed and then reported. So what you have is committed and reported, and we have no idea of what's unknown. Look at how long John Wayne Gacy got away with what he was doing, or
What, 30 some kids in his house?
well, not kids, teenagers
Adults too,
and
yeah.
grown men. And he was, you know, he would he was the clown, the killer clown. He was dressed up as a clown for kids' parties, and then he'd
Terrible.
drive around the town looking for male prostitutes. And he's luring, you know, kids that are between the ages of 14 to 18 into his
Yeah.
home. And we know what transpired after that. Ted Bundy's one of
Terrible.
them. There was a hitchhiking couple that was here in Texas that went uncaught for, I think, a dozen years and killed I don't know how many people. So these things happen. They've been
Yeah.
happening. They happen while the police are just within a 3 to 8 minute response from you. And they've been happening while the lights are wrong. I mean,
Well,
what
yeah,
happens when it
broad
goes
daylight
off?
is what you described. You know, this is important. I think it's good that we bring this up, and it's not to sensationalize or try to get views because of graphic content. That's not what we're doing here. Parents, be careful, and parents, you need to be trained. And there are actually police departments now training parents on proper supervision to avoid what we're describing here.
Yeah, there are some police departments. I don't know everyone's police department, right? Or your sheriff's department, but there are some of them that give out free training for civilians. I mean,
Exactly. Yep.
tap that resource. Look,
Absolutely.
if I only had one person showed up for a class for the rest of the time I'm doing this, I will do as the Lord has instructed me and train that person. That's my job. That's my duty.
That's right. We
If
want to
we
help people be safe with their kids.
That's right.
I
I
totally
mean,
agree. You
if
cannot leave your kid in the car, even in colder temperatures. You can't leave your kid unsupervised for a second, because I agree with you. There's a pervasive evil that's been let loose on the planet.
Yeah,
I totally agree. I think
it's
we're under God's judgment here in this country right now.
absolutely. We absolutely are. And it's up to you, parents, to make sure you know what to do. Medical training, you know how to assess situations, you know how to use your situational awareness, you know the escape routes and buildings that you go to frequently. All these things add up to your survivability. My whole job is to make sure you understand it, you can practice it. You can put that tool in the toolbox and say, I've been here before. I've done it. We even actually had a brother who, I believe it was him or him and his wife went to our training. They owned a real estate piece of real estate. So it's like a rent house. Well, the tenant was kicked out because they were doing some stuff they weren't supposed to illegally. And they kept having frequent people come and stop in this house. And this was a criminal activity. Like they were going to use the house to more or less cook narcotics and then flee or burn the house down. This happens all the time.
I know it
Well,
does.
so the husband goes in there, and I mean, I got the email. It was amazing, as a praise report to sit there and watch. He said, man, as soon as I went in, I remembered corners, keep safe distance, look for people's hands, look for their waistline. I remembered all the things I should be doing, going slow, not trying to rush to my death, going room to room like you see in the movies. So it was cool to have a feedback that, you know, people are experiencing things in their lives. They're using our training to help with their survivability and protection of others. Seek whatever training you can.
Yeah,
Make sure they're accredited.
let me share this with you, and hold on just a second, because I want to come back to how people can come to yours. But I was watching last night as I was trying to settle in and sleep, and I was watching last night recanting of one of the Godfather scenes on YouTube, and so Michael Corleone, the head of the Corleone crime family, he's going to whack this guy Okay. And I picked up on it right away because I it's been so long since I've seen it, I didn't remember the scene. So Michael Corleone sitting with his back to the wall, the guy sitting with his back open to the restaurant, and then Mike and they're having a debate on who's going to control what territory and so forth and so on. And so Michael Corleone says, I'm going to the bathroom. Now, here's where my Bob Griswold experience with him and OODA Loop comes in. Okay, your situational awareness. If you're worried about safety, you don't sit with your back to anything. You see where you sit, where you can see everything. And when someone that you're in a contesting situation with gets up and excuses himself, that's when you really better be on your guard. So that's the kind of situational awareness I would imagine people would get. Maybe not that exact scenario, but you said clear the corners, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
Exactly right. Okay,
the
tell
most.
people, I want to launch into our topic, but tell people how they can take advantage of your expert training. Because let me mention this. Doug was a combat veteran and was in places like Fallujah. Do I have to say any more? And then he took on Antifa back when that nonsense was going on in Portland. And he was Wrecker and used to come on my show then under an assumed identity. We couldn't show his face. So he's been around the block. This is why this is good training. Doug, so how do people take advantage of it?
That's pretty easy. You just go to vindictivesolutions.com, like what you see right here behind me, vindictivesolutions.com.
Yep.
If you're interested in any of the training, you can email us through the website. If you want individualized training, it comes with a certain price. You'll have to go through our team to, talk to them about that. But we will have more events coming up. We're planning for more events later in the year.
Cool.
We may have something coming up in August. That would be at Ready Made Resources. That would be us and then another group of instructors. So be a cool time to mix in with a whole new group of people. So just be watching our website.
Great.
We'll
I know
make
that's very
announcements.
cool. I think that's absolutely awesome. And you're doing a great public service here. And I know people can look at your website when they go look at it with American Vindictive. But the thing is you don't charge an arm and a leg, and you give individualized instruction with real world scenarios. And this is why I think this is invaluable. And there's some good training that you can get locally, but a lot of your gun dealers that sell firearms and they give self-defense training, it's really just how to put the bullets in, point the gun and fire, and maybe a little on gun safety and not much more. If you want the real deal, this is what you got to do. And by the way, Doug, to cap this off, it's all of our obligations to protect our kids. But in today's day and age, you cannot leave a child alone. The consequences can be catastrophic. We have a lot of sick people, a lot of demonic people walking around today. Okay. Look, I get so angry when I think about children being victimized. I really do. And I'll say this too. Let me just say this before we jump into our topic. One of the things when I was with this dojo for martial arts, and part of our community service was to go to ladies groups or church groups or other civic organizations, and we would teach basic self-defense, like walk to the car with the keys interlaced in your fingers and go for the throat or the eyes, whatever's open kind of thing. But what we did tell them too, teach your children how to resist and scream for help and the phrases to use. And we did teach that as well. And this was back, I hate to say it, in the 70s. Sorry, Doug, that's
The
true. I was a
disco
young,
days.
handsome guy then, but some people would even question, you really have to teach your kids this? Johnny Ghost. I mean, we've mentioned a
Absolutely.
couple names or cases, and we just said, we don't want to be graphic, but protect your kids and your grandkids. You've got.
Absolutely. Let me solid down on that. Uvalde.
Yeah,
The
exactly. Thank you.
shooting that happened in
Yeah,
Tennessee at the high
exactly.
school. Your kids are so buried in their social life, their schoolwork. Are
Sure.
they relevant? Are they cool? Boyfriend, girlfriend issues, or into their phone or into the latest Game Boy. You got to let them know, hey, every now and then you need to stick your head up. You need to look left, right, front, and behind you. And if anything ever happens, we're like, the Holy Spirit's telling you it's time to get out of here. It's time to run. Just
Exactly.
trust that and just go with it.
No, exactly. I had an experience, speaking of Holy Spirit. I'm on Federal Boulevard, not too far than when the where the Broncos played football, and I had just finished a date, and I think I was 18 years old. I just had graduated from high school, and I'm hungry. And Taco Bell at that time did not have a lot of indoor eating area stores. You'd eat outside on these stone tables. So I'm out there and I'm eating tacos, and I see these guys pull up across the street. And if you know Denver, I was right across the street from the old Brentwood Shopping Center. And these guys, and they have like, and I'm thinking, are they going to play a concert here? It looked like band instrument cases. And I go, holy crap, those are instruments. Those carry guns. And the Holy Spirit said, get the hell out of there. So I dive down, the shooting starts, but I'm already crawling my way out. And you can hear the bullets bouncing off these stone tables, and there's nowhere safe. And so I'm crawling around the back. And then some guy inside Taco Bell, like one of the workers, you could hear, he's firing like a 38 pistol back at guys with rifles. You could hear the glass shattering. I mean, it was frightening as hell. And there was like a 10-foot fence in the back and on the side with barbed wire. There ain't no way I'm getting over that. So you know what I did? I hate to admit it. I jumped in the trash can, the industrial trash can, and I closed the gate. So then I hear the cops coming, and I'm thinking it's okay to get out. And I didn't know how to handle myself in this situation, and I'm sure you would have corrected me. I got out and I just casually walked around because the shooting had stopped. I knew the cops were there, and I probably had six guns put on me at that time. Put your hands up, put your hands up, get on the ground, get on the ground. And I said, I'm the one hiding. I'm hiding from these guys. And yeah, it was pretty scary. If I'd have made a bad move, I probably would have got shot.
Well, that's the thought process behind run, hide, fight. And there's times to do that. But let me just make this one last shout out and we can go on to this conversation. I know for a fact that police departments don't get the training that they need. They just don't. That you're always working. I know I was a cop for 12 years. And training's hard to come by. So if you're an active duty police officer, if you're a reservist officer, sheriff's deputy, whatever, and you want to come and see what kind of training we're doing, more or less just bust the rust off the rifle, get back into the mix of it. Please contact us. I'm more than willing to help negotiate in pricing for police officers because they're our second responder, but
Bingo.
civilians, you're the first responder. You've got to get that burned into your head. You are the first responder. Me as a cop, I'm the second responder. I don't know what's going on until someone calls me or unless I see it with my eyes. And then it takes me time to get there. So it's on the individual person to get individualized training and to stay on top of it or, potentially become a victim. What we teach is, are you going to become an asset to your community, to your family, or are you going to be a liability? That's a hard conversation,
It
but
really
we
is.
have.
I listen, I totally agree with you. I like that comment. Are you going to be an asset or a liability? And that's really what it comes down to. And that's the other thing too. I actually had a deal. I got an award for this. Sometimes you have to help the cops. Now I didn't really do anything, but I'm walking back. This is when Nora and I were living in Glendale, and I'm walking back from the store. It's about six blocks. I just wanted to get the steps in, so to speak. And I see a cop fighting with a guy in a backyard, and he kind of has him down, and he's sort of in a half mount, but this guy is pretty tough. So I hopped the fence and I just covered the guy's legs with my body while the cop got his arms behind him and handcuffed him. And he says, "What made you do that?" I said, "Because I was afraid he'd take your gun and shoot you, and I'm in the neighborhood." So I said, and so, it was just something. And people say, "Oh, he's a hero." No, I was no hero. I was actually acting more in self-defense than anything else, because that guy gets loose. He's got a cop's gun. I just said, no, I need to help this cop. You need to be willing, not necessarily to involve yourself physically, but you really need to involve yourself. When you see something, call the cops. Take a picture. Get down a license plate number. I mean, policing is up to all of us,
That's right.
and we have to help the police. And I got to tell you, listen, I criticized these people the other day. Are there bad cops that violate rights? Yes. Are there very many? I don't think so. Hasn't ever been my experience. In fact, I know cops personally. A couple of years ago, 3 years ago, I had an assistant coach that was a cop, and he was salt of the earth kind of guy. And they're willing to put their lives on the line for you. Every time they walk up to a car, they're putting their life at risk. And we need to remember that, and we need to support these people. And I know there's channels out there on social media that try to catch cops doing wrong things. Okay, that's one thing. I don't mind catching people doing something wrong so it could be corrected, but they try to bait cops in many cases. You know, and if you go onto police property and you're filming the cars, how do we know you're not getting their license plate number so you can run a cop down and ambush him when he's going home?
Well,
Because you get his idea. You don't know that. And that's why I'm saying, you know, stop baiting the cops and start supporting them.
so I've dealt with many First Amendment auditors. None of them have ever had a problem with me because I do not care if you film me. It's your, I'm in the public view,
That's how most
and
cops are.
you have the right to film me if you want. I mean, I'm here to help people. There are some guys who, they will try to trick cops up. Hey, you're actually violating my rights right now. There's a way to do that and be instructional and teaching, and there's a way to do that where you're just making social media money and YouTube money.
There you go. Exactly. My point, you know, and people that will, you see these one guy, and I'm not going to mention names, but it's back east. And this person goes into federal buildings and state buildings, county buildings, and so forth. And they'll have a clear sign saying, for citizen privacy with sensitive documents, you may not film. And they start filming. Okay. Well, people have a right to be able to pull out their license and their social security card without being filmed and having that go viral. And so then they try to bait the cops into arresting them so they can do a First Amendment thing, and then they want to take them to court. And I just think that's really bad, being a bad citizen. I really do.
Well, I mean, that's a 1% of people. And the average cop should be trained not to freak out, remain calm, be pleasant like you're talking to anybody else.
Exactly.
That's what I would teach my officers. Don't worry about it. Don't get stressed out about it just because you see someone filming and it's making people nervous. I mean, I've worked around federal buildings and federal agencies. So anytime someone's filming, someone walk over and say, that person over there is filming. So are they outside? Are they off federal property? Yeah, then let them film. I
Yeah.
mean, who cares? It's probably the communist
But if
Chinese.
it's
It's probably the
private
Russian.
information, Doug, I would draw the line at that.
When you go inside the hospitals, when you go inside the Social
Yeah.
Security or the IRS, there's 41 CFR that says you cannot film
Exactly.
on federal land. And then each agency has its own individualized breakdown of those rules that is pertaining to the designated official of that agency of that office that says, no, that's not allowed here. And you can be removed or you can be detained, arrested, cited, and
Exactly.
removed.
Yeah, exactly. I don't get it. I mean, you know, when I was at that Taco Bell at the age of 18, okay, those cops saved lives. There were two people wounded. No one died, as far as I know. But those cops came and they saved lives. And I know that they made arrests. But they weren't telling me anything, and I wasn't into the news then. But the thing is they searched me and all this, and I said, "No, guys, I was just finishing a date. I'm getting tacos. I saw these guys pull out guns and I came to the back because I was afraid it was going to happen." "Well, where did you go?" "I was in that trash bin." They go, "That's why you smell like mm." And I said, "Yeah." But I said, and they go, "That was actually really smart." And I said, "Yeah, look at that fence. I ain't getting over that." But the cops were very respectful once they determined I wasn't a threat. They're very supportive. "Do you need any water? Are you injured? Should we call from the paramedics?" No, I'm fine." But that's why I'm a pro police guy, and I don't think that surprises anybody. But we should hold cops accountable who violate people's rights. When they come to your door, if they don't have a warrant, don't let them in. And if they're asking you questions that make you uncomfortable, well, I'm going to talk to my lawyer, and you exercise your right to remain silent. But don't do it belligerently. I did this thing on YouTube the other day, Doug. This very attractive police officer, and she was so nice. She walks up to a guy. He's got his car running, and someone had called in a complaint. So she's just going to go over and check it out. And she comes up. She goes, "Hi, sir. Is everything okay here? Because we've had a call about you being in here, and people wonder what you're up to, and that type of thing." And the only thing she did that I don't think she had the right to ask him was take off your sunglasses, because he really wasn't under suspicion for anything. But she was so polite. And he goes, "I ain't talking to the effing cops. I don't. I hope all you effers blow up." And he's actually saying things like this to her. And he said, "I can't believe you're a cop. You're too cute." And so I posted the scenario and I said, "Who do you side with? The cute cop or the belligerent driver?" Okay, let's get down to some things with history and the Bible. I was telling Doug in our pre-air lengthy discussion that the Knights Templar are rumored to have a lot to do with the rumored hidden gold around the planet. And I know it's now broke that the Aztecs sent equivalent today $300 billion of gold to northern Utah and the Seven Caves, and archaeologists have not located it yet, but they are digging, and everything in Aztec legend matches what they're finding, where they think they're from in northern Utah. Yeah, think they're from in northern Utah. And so the Knights Templar have been linked to uncovering vast amounts of wealth and being the protector of it. And there's still Knights Templar in existence. And the leader, Timothy Hogans, lives in my old hometown, Aurora, Colorado. And so I was telling Doug, I said, Doug, the legends are Lemuria or Atlantis or both is the site of this, along with advanced technology. Okay. And so, Doug, let's just start off with a position statement here. How do you respond to that?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of myths that are out there that archaeologists have been following, and secret societies also boast about. But there's actually quite a few markers that are here within the United States, some that are within caves actually, that are markers of what we would believe to be Knights Templar. There's also Viking runes.
Yes.
Even some of them that are possibly Gaelic language. We know that people have traveled here, all right? And who really knows what kind of history man writes for himself besides those who are recording it? Me going for the Bible, I stay in my lane, all right? I'm not a lettered archaeologist. I belong to a cave exploration team. We have an archaeologist.
You talking about with Mondo Gonzalez?
Wonderful man,
Yeah,
extraordinarily
he
man.
does great work. He does. We've had him on the show. He does tremendous work.
Our actual team leader, Brent Height from Brent Height Outdoors, he's another one of those guys. He just knows everything that there is to know about, the past here in America and also afar. And so, for me, when I talk to experts like these, we come across situations and scenarios, and we discuss them like, man, how old is this? How did they get here? Why is the recordings of history just so kind of loose and mysterious at times? And some things are covered up, some things are just not well recorded. But do I think the Templars were hiding things? I mean, they were rumored to have had the Ark of the Covenant, and they were, transporting it out of Europe, possibly over here to America. Some people say that it landed in Ethiopia. Me personally, I don't care about that. The Bible says the Ark of the Covenant's in heaven.
Can you say that last phrase again and explain it?
Well, whenever Jesus comes down from New Jerusalem, comes back to earth, and you have New Jerusalem descending, the Ark of the Covenant descends with it. So you have Catholic history, which predominated the world for a couple hundred years. And then all the archaeological societies and all the museum societies and all the secret societies is mixed in with all of that. Not an expert. This is just going off of what all I have ascertained over years. And so it's kind of like, which way do you go? Do you believe in these myths and fables, or do you believe in these myths and fables, or you're like me and it's just a data point? To me,
Sure.
it's just a data point. All right. Okay. So they say they've got hidden treasure here. Okay. Mark it on the map. If we ever come across there and we find it, then we can verify it. But I don't take it as true, pure history. And I know some people do. And some people have found incredible writings that match up with history from different nations around the world and different cultures that aren't here anymore. But once again, how do you trust really the intentions of what was recorded versus what actually happened? Man, I don't know.
There
I,
are
like I said, I stay
anomalies,
in my
though.
lane.
You have to agree, there are anomalies.
There are many
You know my
anomalies.
belief about ETs. Ain't no such thing. They're actually probably fallen angels in great deception. That's my interpretation. But the Aztecs depicted people in spacesuits. And at the Abydos in Egypt, they have jet aircraft and rockets and helicopters depicted in their petroglyphs. No, that's I'm not interpreting. I'm just saying that's what's there. You can look at it and say, I know what that is. And the people at that time would have had no idea what those things were. At least you wouldn't think they would based on the technology. So what do we do with that kind of information? Just ignore it?
No, once again, I think it's just a data point for me. Book of Solomon says that there's nothing new under the sun. So, is that in reference to the way mankind treats them each other, or is that the way that you have the angelic race who came down here and intermingled with man and tried to corrupt and undo everything that God did? Is it the demonic presence that's here? I mean, or is it all the above? For me, and this is what we were talking about earlier, I can't exactly go back and prove things in the past. It's a data point. It's an interesting
I agree with
article
that.
of information. So I focus on the future and Christ's coming back and the things that lead to the Antichrist, because
Okay.
that's the direction we're going.
And people have the right to choose their paradigm and where your focus
Exactly.
is going to be. I don't have any issue with that. Let me tell you my paradigm, and I don't think this is going to surprise you. I share your paradigm of looking forward and taking what the Bible says as an interpretation for what's coming. That's how I know right now we're not in the tribulation, okay? And that the 3.5 years of hell on earth at the end of the tribulation are not here, are about to happen. Now it could, but it ain't going to be that soon because the events haven't transpired. That's biblical. But my position is this: not only do I want to use the Bible to help me understand about events that could be in our immediate or far future, I like to go back, and maybe this is the historian in me, since one of my undergraduate degrees was in history, is to look at history as predictive. In other words, can we learn something from that time and extrapolate it to today to help us make better decisions, or to show the decision makers, you might not want to go down this path. This was done back here in history, and it wrecked their civilization. And so, to me, that's why. And I'll just give you an example. Let's say hypothetically, there was a lost continent of Atlantis, okay, and it got destroyed. Okay, let's just say that that was a fact. I'd want to know why so I could learn from it. And I'll tell you, I do this too prescriptively, Doug, in history and ruling strategies. Show me a strong dictatorship and I'll show you failure in under a century, in most cases with strong dictatorships. And China's coming into that time right now. They're about 80 years into their dictatorship, and their country is melting down from top to bottom. And there's predictable reasons why. People don't want to be ruled with an iron fist. God gave us freedom, the freedom to choose him, team Jesus or team Satan. And we are instilled with freedom to choose. And when you're under a regime that destroys your freedom, destroys your creativity that results from it, people eventually are going to undermine your system and it's going to fail. And that's what's happening in China today. And that's why one of the reasons I like to look at history, because it validates a lot of what I believe about human nature, most of which I've taken from the Bible.
Well, I mean, the underground church in China is ever present, ever
Yes.
growing, and under constant persecution and tribulation. Which means they're not going to snuff out the spirit of God in China, no matter how hard the fist wants to close on them. And this is one of the many frustrating things to Satan, is that no matter what depravity he puts in man's head to commit an atrocity, there's always a remnant. The Lord always gives us a remnant. And the word of God's been preached. It's been preached from all around the world. So, you have cultures all around the world right now where you have remnants of Christianity there, or a new growing populace of Christianity, or like here in America, people who claim to be Christian and have no idea what that actually means. And so, can we look at history and predictively map out what the future of a society is? I think, yeah, absolutely. Look at Rome. I mean, to me, the way the Roman civilization was came about, how it ruled, and then its fall, it is eerily similar to America. One of the main things that historians with the Roman society will say is that Rome deterred from the amount of wars, from being too far spread apart, the taxes, the oppression on the people, And then mass migration, the destruction of the Roman language, the destruction of the Roman history and culture.
Does this sound familiar to you, Doug?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
And
we're going through it right now.
we absolutely are. I mean, I don't know who will fall first, us or China, but we're us, China, and Russia. All three nations are rushing to doom right
Well,
now.
the European Union too.
I mean, me personally, I would say that the European nations have been conquered. They've been conquered.
Yes.
And I think it's in England. One of the most common names for a boy right now when they're born is Muhammad. That should tell you
There's
everything.
and the thing is the different cultures have not assimilated. They're in opposition to each other, and that's where your conflict is. And you see in France, there's no-go zones for the police. And see, that's what separates that from what we used to have. Like when my dad's side of the family came here, they wanted to become Americans. They wanted to learn proficient English, educate the kids in the schools so they could take their place in society. They enjoyed the freedoms we had. There was respect for the law, and that categorized most immigrants. Today, we don't make those demands. My ancestors had to pass a test on U.S. history, language proficiency, and the Constitution, and then swear an allegiance to the country. And then they had to go through a 7-year naturalization period. Today, I mean, under Biden, it was a 7-second naturalization.
Well, I mean, there was a in California, they just to understand the depravity of what's going on with our leaders, California decided to start letting illegal aliens become certified
Yep,
police officers.
that's yeah, I know.
And one of those certified police officers who is I believe he's Muslim, he just recently got fired and arrested for raping a underage teenage girl.
Yeah, I heard
So, I
about
mean,
that.
and you got to understand, in that culture, they practice something I believe it's called taqiyya, which is the art of being deceptive so that you can not assimilate, but sneak in and then take over. Because that's
Yeah.
their whole goal, is to sneak in and then take over.
Well, in my education experience, I dealt with people of the Islamic faith. Overwhelmingly, that's not what I encounter or what I heard from them. But I would agree that any culture, Islamic, Buddhist, Christian, can be weaponized against a ruling class or a certain segment of people. And you almost think that's the goal
Well, the
today.
art of deception and warfare that was taught by Sun Tzu
Yeah.
speaks of the exact same thing. Never show the enemy your strength. And
That's
China is
true.
doing that to us right now. I mean, we call China a paper tiger until day X happens.
I hear
We
you.
see that we can take over China, we can beat China.
We can't do
China's
that. We
afraid
can't
of
do
us.
that. You could not take over China.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
You
China's
cannot.
landlocked for the most part. China's landlocked with their military. They can't really project power the way we do because we've got over 400 bases around the world and multiple countries that host very large bases that are joined in with us. China only has a couple of those, maybe two or three outside of its proper. So they can't do what we can do, but man, the flip of a coin, people will turn on you over money as usual. Over money and stability, well, China's going to be the new world power, and America's falling. So I guess we'll just align with them.
I don't see
And
that
in
happening, Doug. China cannot project power. I interview an ex-military officer named Bob Kudla once a month, and we talk about China, and he says the same thing you just said. China can't project military power. Plus, they're crumbling with inside right now, and the idea that China is going to become the world policeman, No, I don't think so.
Well, they don't have to project military power because they're in our military. They're in our Congress. They're in our governors. They're in our judges, George Soros, the like,
I can't
WEF.
disagree with that.
I mean, WEF, they circumvent the Constitution and our laws, and it's all by money.
Kinzinger and anyone who takes donations from China. China's not our friend. I mean, we just sent B-52s to Diego Garcia. One is because I'm sure we fear China will join Pakistan in the war against India. Thank goodness there's a peace now. But if they were going to think they were just going to fight China in the South China Sea over Taiwan, they would have sent those to the Philippines or to Guam. But they sent them to Diego Garcia, and I guarantee it, a target where they have their nuclear weapons land-based silos, eastern part of the country. That's why we're in Bagram Air Force Base again,
Yes.
because it's an hour away from Chinese nuclear facilities. We are worried about them. And for people that think that they're not, they can't pack a punch, you're mistaken, but they can't conquer the world. But they are doing ideological subversion, Doug. I covered this yesterday. The CCP is now opening up student chapters in support of the CCP communist ideologies on university campuses. And I covered this yesterday. And people wrote in and said, response to my statement, I said, there ain't a darn thing we can do. Well, Dave, you couldn't do it if it was Hamas or MS-13. True, because they've been declared to be a terrorist organization. China and the CCP have not been declared to be a terrorist organization.
At
So they
least.
have the right to have whatever political belief they want to have under our Constitution. And Trump is negotiating tariffs right now. He ain't going to step into this now. It's too sensitive. He needs to get the tariff situation straightened out. And so this is what the Russians talked about with ideological subversion. Do you agree with that?
Yes, subversion, but at the same time, never take out the fact that God's hand is moving in all nations. He's the Lord of all nations, all peoples, even if they don't recognize him. So you don't know what the Lord may be doing with Turkey, Russia, with India, Pakistan, or with China to come down upon other people who have, done things against the Lord. They've gone against them. Well, I mean, here in America, we've pretty much chosen that side. And so if the Lord raised up nations to destroy us, man, turn back to the Old Testament, read where it happened there. I mean, there is predictability.
Well, if Doge has taught us anything, it's how hopelessly corrupt and the fact that much of our government acts like a mafia organization. I mean, that's what I've taken from Doge. That's Dave Hodges' interpretation. I think most people, too. I mean, what are they sitting at now? Just under $200 billion of fraud, waste, abuse, kickbacks, bribes, and it's crazy. And then you look at, like Letitia James, the mortgage fraud that she's accused of, and she's not alone. And then yesterday, that Democratic, or 2 days ago, the Democratic mayor of Newark, New Jersey. And boy, the media is lying. They're saying he was arrested outside the ICE facility. No, he wasn't. I saw the video. He was inside the gate. They bum rushed security. He and two Democratic congresswomen and their entourage broke through security, and he was arrested on the other side. And criminal trespass. And yet the media is saying he was arrested outside.
Well, I mean, he was fighting with law enforcement, so
Yeah, there you go. He was
you're going to get
resisting
arrested.
arrest. And by the way, I forget the which congressperson this was, but one of the female congresspeople actively was pushing ICE agents in the back when they were making the arrest.
Yep, should have been arrested
That's
immediately.
interference, and that's assault on a federal officer.
She should have been arrested immediately. Look, here's the problem. Is you have police officers, especially within the federal agencies. I know because I was there. You are instructed and told what to do, what not to do, things to ignore, things to just let go of. Don't write, a citation for this. Don't even arrest this person. Because when you go to effect an arrest, well, then you got to call it in to the, U.S. Attorney General and say, hey,
That's
we've
right.
made this arrest off of 18 USC, whatever. How do you want to proceed with charges? And I've done this many times where the AG will be like, nah, cut them loose. It's not worth our time. Unless you find, a couple tons worth of heroin, whatever.
Yeah, I hear you. Because there is so much to take care of. I agree. You have to prioritize what you're arresting people for. I totally agree with you. But to me, I don't know that these people should get jail terms, but I will tell you this. I think it was Tom Homan and also an ICE official said the arrests are not done with regard to the bum rushing of that facility. And I have a feeling those Democratic congresswomen may be charged with criminal trespass. Now, at the end of the day, I think they're going to get minimal probation, slap on the wrist, let them go. But I don't think you can let them get away with it. Because what about when it's an armed mob? They're holding my uncle, whoever, and I'm going to get my neighbors and friends. We're going to go down there with guns. You got to have a deterrent, don't you agree?
Well, look, man, if we're going to effect arrests on people, then carry out the full letter of the law.
There you go.
That is what's legal, that's constitutional, and that's fair. Because if it's going to be applied to us citizens and the federal government's going to do it, why are we not doing it to the own people? And it's this whole pick or choose, pay to play, or well, they're untouchable. I've heard that so many times.
No
Well,
one's untouchable.
don't say things like that, Doug, because well, the higher ups don't like it. Screw the higher ups. If you don't want to do your job, step down. But I know you don't want to do that because you're getting GS-15 pay, you're getting SESer pay, you're waiting to get that next high promotion so you can retire as close to a millionaire as possible. It's all about the greed of money. When I was a cop, I did it because I wanted to protect people. And I left that disgusting organization because of Joe Biden, what he did. And I just learned a really, really hard fact that we are not doing things right. We will not do things right. And you have a hierarchy, an oligarchy that's within this government, that's within our politicians that think they're princelings and princesses of this nation. And until something is done, they are untouchable because our justice system will not fully go forward and do something about it. Hey, if you got a congressman or congresswoman who says you need to go out, create mass riots,
Yes,
and
Jasmine Crockett.
you need to target people, target Trump's people, target the Christians, target the veterans, target the churches. And then what happens when people get hurt, maimed, killed, billions of dollars of private, state, and federal constructions being destroyed, buildings are being destroyed, people are losing their homes, people are losing their businesses, people are being drug out of cars and beaten to death. Well, hold on. Let's go back to day one when you said this. Now you're held accountable. When we start doing that, a lot of this other stuff will stop because
I
the
agree.
youthful idiots of the left, there's so many of them, they know that they have some sort of ambiguity within numbers and masses. In a riot, we can't arrest everybody and we can't transport everybody. And not only that, prosecution has shown me personally, they're not going to prosecute either. 300 felonious,
Do you think Bondi will
crimes were
be
committed
different than
against us.
Garland? Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but do you think Bondi will be different than Garland in that regard?
I have to be objective when I speak about this and not be speak out of my flesh. I hope she does what she's supposed to and she fulfills the full letter of the law in that position that she's in. Is she going to do it? I don't know. I don't trust people no more. Do I expect her to do it? I don't know because I don't trust people anymore. That's me being completely reasonably objective. My government has shown me a track record of doing what they want and protecting who they want and going after who they want.
Well, perhaps as we are being told, there's a reform effort afoot and that no one's above the law and the Spirit of Christ will inhabit their souls so they carry out justice the proper way. That's my personal feeling about this, Doug. Doug, we're just about out of time. So again, people said, Don, I missed the first time. How do people take advantage of your training? We got about a minute.
VindictiveSolutions.com. That's where you can find our training. We also have a YouTube page called Vindictive Solutions. I'm the host of the American Vindictive Show. That's on YouTube. We do have a website. It's currently down just because we haven't been able to pay the freaking thing to re-up it this year. But trust in God, we'll get it paid. The website will be back up. That's where you can follow us. And make sure that you go to the Intel Report at YouTube and that you are subscribing because that's where all of our Intel reports are going to.
Yeah, we're going to start putting that up on my channel too, because I learned a little bit about copyright law from Mr. Lawyer Doug Thornton. thanks for you and Amy straightened me out the other day, and I just think, how could I be so stupid? Anyway, sign up for our newsletter at thecommonsenseshow.com. Go to the newsletter link, put in your email. We do not sell your data. Someone asked me that in an email. I do not sell data. I will never sell data. So sign up, and you'll get a recapitulation of everything we do in the previous 24 hours. Doug, interesting discussion. We didn't get to the 6,000-year-old question yet with regard to the Bible, but we'll have to save that for next time. I'm not going to let you off the hook on that. But anyway, thanks for being with us, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Hodges here for Doug Thornton, American Vindicta, Common Sense Show. Together, we're the Doug and Dave Intel Report. We'll see you back here again next time.